Second word, Luke chapter 23:39-43. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day today. Thank you for bringing us together tonight and to hear your word. Help us to hear what you have to say tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So a couple of things that came to my mind reading this passage was looking at the way that the criminal's attitude was and looking at what Jesus' response was. So the first criminal's attitude was, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." So as you notice, he still chose to refuse and he still chose to mock Jesus, even though Jesus gave him a chance to repent. He still chose to be a part of that crowd who mocked Jesus. And as you can see, it's really easy to become a part of that crowd. It's really easy to join that crowd in mocking Jesus and who he is. However, the second criminal chose not to be a part of that crowd because he decided that it's more important to be right with Jesus. So he realizes that Jesus is innocent and that he is being put to death unjustly. He sees that they're being punished justly because they deserve what they did and they deserve to be put to death for the actions. And he sees Jesus as his savior. He chose to repent, put his trust and faith in Jesus. As you can see, faith and putting trust in Jesus is what saves us, not our actions. He didn't have time to live what's right and live out his actions because he was on the cross. But he chose to trust and faith, put his faith in Jesus, and that's what saves us. Jesus' response was, "Not only will I remember you, but you will be with me in paradise or in heaven until the resurrection." Jesus accepted him. A couple of things to take away from tonight. God always allows U-turns. I was riding in my car one day, and I saw a bumper sticker, and I saw the sign said no U-turn, but on the bumper sticker it said God allows U-turn. So I thought that was really funny, and just like from this passage, I realized that's actually true. And so that's why God always allows U-turns. And another thing, our actions. We can be good people going to church, reading the Bible, and living out a good action, but that's not what saves us. Putting our trust and faith in Jesus, that's what saves us. That's how we get saved from Jesus and asking for forgiveness from God. Another thing to know, it's never too late to make a U-turn. Like this criminal, he's done, I don't know what he did, but at that last minute, he chose to repent and turn to Christ, and he got saved. So it's never too late, no matter how bad we've been in the past. God always allows us to make a U-turn and put in faith in Christ.